Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the Gospel of Matthew. We turn to chapter 13 with verses 44 through 15. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore, sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Today in Matthew 13, verses 44 through 50, Jesus shares profound parables illustrating the value of the kingdom of heaven. In the first parable, he likens the kingdom to a treasure hidden in a field, which a man joyfully discovers and sells all he has to obtain. This illustrates the immeasurable worth of divine truth and the commitment required to embrace it fully. The second parable mirrors the sentiment, describing a merchant in search of fine pearls who, upon finding one of great value, sells everything to possess it. These stories emphasize that the kingdom demands sacrifice and prioritization of what is truly valuable. In verses 47 through 50, Jesus continues with a sobering image of the final judgment. He describes how the kingdom is like a net that gathers all kinds of fish, which are subsequently sorted into by fishermen. The wicked are separated from the righteous, underscoring the reality that not all who appear to engage with the kingdom are genuinely aligned with its principles. This conclusion of these verses reveals the fate of the wicked. They will be thrown into the fiery furnace, symbolizing eternal punishment. This powerful imagery serves as a reminder of the reality of divine justice. In the kingdom of heaven, angels will carry out God's decree, ensuring a separation that reflects moral and spiritual truth. Those who have chosen righteousness gain eternal life, while the wicked face consequences that awaken them to the reality of their choices, potentially leading to reflection and repentance, even amidst suffering. Ultimately, these verses compel us to evaluate our lives, urging us to pursue righteousness wholeheartedly. In the grandeur of the kingdom, the eternal distinctions between right and wrong will be made clear, urging all to choose wisely. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 13. It's verses 44 through 50. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's titled, The Kingdom of Heaven is Like. In fields of grace a treasure lies, a secret kept from watchful eyes. A man in joy, with heart aflame, sells all he owns to stake his claim. A merchant seeks through seas so wide for pearls of worth, his heart's true guide. Upon a find, a gem so rare, He gives us all with love and care. The net is cast in waters deep to gather souls, the true and meek. Yet know this truth, as night turns light, the righteous rise, the wicked's plight. The angels stand with hearts ablaze to sift through choices in heaven's gaze. The fiery furnace waits for those who turned from love and chose their woes. Embrace the treasure, forsake the wrong, in the kingdom's light forever strong, for every choice leads us to see the path of life, our destiny. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukruz Wiggins. It is July 30th, 2025, and I'm recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name, we're reminding that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, where he finds it and hides it again out of the joy, goes and sells all that he has so he can find it. Amen. Remember, the kingdom of heaven is like your choices of good or bad here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. As we close at 7:11, thinking about the kingdom of heaven, what is it truly like? Amen. God bless you.